Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the fourth line. Ulu Kentum. This is sort of the Rabbanim that they would comb out their clothing. So said, the Rabbanim Machal Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda said, you don't. We're not makpid on it. We would go out without it. So therefore, you can comb it. It's not called libun. Abai was in front of Yosef. Said, give me my hat. And he saw that it was dew on it, so he was hesitating to give it to him. So he said, throw it to me, I'm not makbar on it. This is what said in the name, Rabbi Yechon, son of God, a talis that's folded and puts it on the shoulders on Shabbos, it's chayav chatz, because it's carrying. Taka learned those that sell clothing to go out with the talis folded up on their shoulders, it's Shabbos, it's chayav chatz. It's not just those that sell ksus, even any person. It's just the derech of the moichim to go out that way. A store owner who goes out with money that's tied in his linen, chayav chatz. It's not just a store owner, any person, it's just darkish one in the company to go out that way. But a tonin, which Rashi says is the people of Ratanin, they would go out with their kerchiefs on their shoulders, and not just Ratanin, but every person is just a darker Ratanin to go out with this. We see the story of Hercules, the son of Rebezman, and Hercules that went out with the kerchief that's on the shoulder on Shabbos, but he had a thread tied around his finger. And when the thing came to the Chum, and said, even if there's no thread tied around his finger, it's okay. If Nachman Rav Chisda, Darshan's name Rav Chisda, the Lachas, even though there's no Nima tied around his finger. Ula met Baravasi Barhigi, and he asked him, well, can you make a marza, which is a hem on Shabbos? So the Lord said, you're not going to make a marza on Shabbos. What's a marza? Zir said, Kisiv of Lice, which is at least to lift up their clothing and make a hem. Rabbi was sitting in front of Zerim, said, so he showed him different ways of making a hem. Each way he said it's usa. Rav Papa said, take this claw in your hand. Whatever is there to gather stuff is usa. Whatever he's doing to make himself look beautiful, like Rav Shishmei David, he would beautify himself with the linen, then it's mutter. Rav Dima said one time, Rebbe went out to the field and there were two sides of his talus lying on his shoulders. Shuv and Zero said, the son of the father-in-law of Remeir. But this Remeir wasn't even Chayav Chatas, so said Remeir was dagdik up to here. So Rebbe lowered his talus up to there, so he shouldn't be chayav chatas. Rav said the name, not was Yeshuv and Ziris, it was Yeshuv and Kivasoi, it was the son of Rav Kiva, and he said not, and he said the Rav Kiva was chayav chatas, I said, did Rav Kiva, till the Rebbe was Shalos and Talos. Shul Rehuda said, Nishalik, it wasn't a story, he was asked on this. Mishka says someone bathes in the Mei Ma'ara, which is hot, or the waters of Tveri, and he wiped himself, even with 10 cloths he shouldn't carry in his hand, might come too skeet to wear. 10 people who wipe with one towel, even though it's full of water, the hands, face, and feet, and they bring it through, and they can bring it because they're not going to do schiti. You know, shmir and feel, but you can't rub it in, can't scratch it in, and you don't go down to this kardima. We'll see in the Gemara why, because it has that, because you might slip and do schita, and you don't make an apiktivism, you don't make yourself throw up, you don't form the child, and you don't put back a broken bone. Someone whose foot, hand and foot got dislocated, they shouldn't re-scramble them with cold water, but he can bathe properly, and if it got healed, he got healed. Said Meimar, the same as Meitveri, just Meitveri is hot, so too Meimar is hot. So we say, Dafke, if he bathed, that means he did it already, like a tchila, right? So you see that to be mishtata, the whole gufa is even like a tchila is okay. Who is that? Shema. You said the person should not rinse whether it's hot or cold. That's what Meir Shita Shema said. Mutter, Rita said, hot is usher, cold is mutter. You can wipe something with 10 towels, the ratio is a rusa, and the safe is a rusa. Reish is telling me that even those that are not too much water, one person wiping 10 clothings, but since he's alone, he might come to Schita. The safe is a rush telling me, even though there's a lot of water, 10 people water using one towel, since it's a rabbin, they're going to remind each other not to do Schita. Chum learned to press a wipe Olympus and put it in the window, but not, he can't give it over to the bath attendant because the nechshav squeezing it out. Shem said a person could wipe himself with one towel and bring it in his hand to his house. So Abai said, there is the halacha. What's the halacha? Said Rav Shimon, there's Rebbe, and Shmuel, and Zubech. Rav Shimon, we just said, Rebbe said, we learned Torah, but it's Rav Shimon, Tekoa, we'd bring up oil and a towel from the chutz of the Gag and Gag of the Kaf, because he held us all one Rishus, until we got to the spring where we'd bathe in it. Shmuel, Rav Shimon said, name of Shmuel, a person could wrap himself in Aluntis and bring it in his hand into his house. Vechon, because Rav Chibarab said, name of Vechon, halacha is a person could wipe himself in Aluntis and bring it into his house. Did Rav Chibarab say that? Rav Chibarab said, the halacha is like Stam Mishnah, and we said, Nistapik, even in 10 aluntas, he shouldn't bring in his hands. One says, who is like Ben Chachi? Nah, he learned it. Chibar Abba said, Nehem Rebechon, who lie in the bathrooms, bring Balore Noshem, the women's clothing, into the bathhouse, as long as he covers the head and most of his body. Sechnisa, which is a big kerchief. He has to tie up the two ends to the bottom. Rabbi said they were underneath the shoulders. Rabbi said that when you bring money, clothing, vechela, make sure if there are army people that are going, make sure you bring it down lower than your shoulders. You allow shmer and feel it. Chum learned you allow shmer and feel it in the stomach on Shabbos as long as you don't do it like over the chad. But I did a chorchin said first you shmer and then you whack, then you feel it in. Rabbi Echon said you shmer it and then you feel it in and push it in one shot. But you can't do exercise, Ms. Amr. Rabbi Rabbi said that originally you're not allowed to stand on the bottom of the diumsis because it causes you to do exercise and it heals you. Rabbi said in the Rav, the days of diumsis where it heals is only 21 days and Shavuos is part of it. So the Gemara's question is Shavuos the beginning of the 21 days or is it at the end? So Shmuel said, all liquids, refuahs are good midivcha ad. Other tzetzah from Pesach to Shavuos is good. So it says maybe there it's different because the colder it is, that's better. But here it's because of the heat, so maybe the hotter it is, Shavuos gets hotter, it's better. But Chelba said wine of Prunaisa, and water of Diumsis caused the Aseres HaShvatim to go off the derech from Klal Yisrael because they started getting into it. Rav Baruch went to that place, he ended up becoming pulled after it and he forgot his learning. When he came back to read in the Sefer Torah, he wanted to read the Chodesh Zedachem, he said, the Cheresh Ohe Libam. The Chum dammed for him, and he got his learning back. This is what it said to him. The Roya Emer, go to Golos and welcome Torah, and don't say that the Torah will come after you, because your friends will be kind of you, and your hands and on your understanding, don't rely on. His name is not Neroi, and the Chem Yishmoy, and some say it's Lost Marach Shmoy. Why was it called Neroi? Because he lit up the eyes of the rabbis in Halach. But you can't use a back scratcher. Chum said you can't use a scratcher on Shabbos. Shmuel said if his feet were full of mud, and so he could use a regular scratcher, it doesn't water. Shmuel Yehuda, his mother would make him a scratcher of silver special for Shabbos. You don't go down to Kardima. Why? Because of Pika, Rashi explains. Pika is the mud of that river makes you slip, and the person gets soaked in water when he falls, and he might come to the Shechita. You can't depict the vision, make yourself throw up a Shabbos. Rabbi Chum said, Rechon Davka, if you use a medicine. But in his hand, he can stick his hand up and do it. Rabbi Chaim says, even the weakness is also because you're causing destruction of the food. And you don't strengthen the child. Rabbi Chaim said, they're reaching the food for you, to swaddle the child on Shabbos is okay. I would say, Ema Atzi, and I'll put it back. So there it says, where the vertebra, the shedra, not on the day of birth, is dislocated. So therefore, it looks like Boina is building. You don't put back a break. Rabbi Chaim, like the saw said, named Shmuel, the halach is allowed to put back a break. This is the end of Daf. Kuf Mem Zion.